Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, December 13th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has acquired a startup from the UK that was developing technology designed to improve smartphone photography. Spectral Edge was reportedly acquired by Apple for an unknown amount of money sometime this year. The startup was developing machine learning technology to make smartphone pictures crisper with more accurate colors. This works primarily by taking an infrared image and blending it with a standard photo. Spectral Edge said that its goal was to reveal more color, detail, and clarity in any image. It's pretty easy to see how Apple could implement Spectral Edge's technology into the iPhone's camera app. Apple is already doing quite a bit of image processing in the background to improve picture quality with things like Smart HDR, Night Mode, and Deep Fusion. The technology being developed by Spectral Edge could enhance those existing features and bring new capabilities to the camera app on the iPhone. The Democratic National Committee has announced the next series of presidential debates for 2020, and for the first time ever, Apple News will serve as a partner for one of those debates. Apple News is partnering up for the 8th Democratic debate on February 7th, teaming up with ABC and its local affiliate. The Apple News debate will take place at St. Anselm College in Manchester, New Hampshire. When an organization is involved in a debate, there is generally a financial commitment of some sort, and Apple could also play a role in the behind-the-scenes technology of the debate. Furthermore, in general, someone from the organization will also serve as a moderator, but in Apple's case, it's unclear if that will actually happen. The Apple News editorial team, though, could play a role in selecting the questions for each candidate. In the past, Apple has provided live coverage of presidential debates in the Apple News app, but this is the first time it has served as an official debate co-host. At the very least, Apple's duties will be a chance for it to promote Apple News Plus, which has reportedly been struggling to gain new subscribers. The Democratic debates are a great opportunity for Apple to raise awareness of its service, especially as we head into the 2020 presidential election. We are sponsored this week by NanoLeaf, who is ushering in a new era of beautifully personalized lighting experiences. NanoLeaf has been a key innovator in smart lighting since 2016, as early adopters of Apple's HomeKit with the release of its visually intriguing smart LED light panels. NanoLeaf's collection of modular lighting solutions offers users the ability to pair lighting with music, play interactive games, and also set scenes or trigger other HomeKit devices on the network. Every product created by NanoLeaf embodies the company's philosophy of smarter by design. Visit nanoleaf.me/9to5Mac or the link in the show notes below for more info on exclusive deals for NanoLeaf's design kits, twin packs, and starter kits. And from December 26th through January 2nd, 9to5Mac Daily listeners can take advantage of an exclusive offer on NanoLeaf's flagship products, NanoLeaf Rhythm and NanoLeaf Canvas. My thanks to NanoLeaf for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys for details on some of the best Apple deals of the day.
This weekend's best deals over at 9to5 Toys include a new movie sale at Apple. You'll find Star Wars, Dark Knight, Harry Potter, and much more on sale in bundles from $5. This marks new all-time lows on select movies, including the original 6-movie Star Wars collection for $50. You'll find all of our top picks over at 9to5toys.com, along with a new B&H Apple sale with up to $450 off iMacs, Mac Mini, and MacBook Pro. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of the best deals in the lead up to Christmas Day.
Other things new on 9to5Mac today include details on how you could potentially save thousands of dollars when upgrading the RAM in Apple's new Mac Pro. We've also got the latest episode of the 9to5Mac Stack Trace podcast with Guy Rambo and John Sundell. You can find links to both of those in the show notes below. That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. My thanks to Nanoleaf for supporting the show this week. Sponsors like Nanoleaf help us keep making 9to5 Mac Daily 5 days per week. If you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or wherever you listen. As always, it would also be tremendously helpful if you left us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. You can keep up with all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.